Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so we've all had to deal with them, right? That one neighbor who, you know, just really gets under your skin.
Mm-hmm.
But today we're going to do a deep dive into a situation
right. That
is way beyond just your typical annoying neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking like full-blown feud noise complaints,
passive-aggressive
tactics,
even
a hallucination about a pigeon wearing sunglasses.
Wow.
This is going to be good.
All right. So this deep dive is going to use a firsthand account
that
was submitted to the podcast Nightmare Neighbors.
I've heard of that show.
Yeah. And this show collects all these wild stories and gives us a glimpse into you know, the dark side of neighborly relations.
The underbelly.
Yeah. And in this case, you'll see how a seemingly minor annoyance can actually escalate into a situation that impacts your mental health.
Wow.
Your family.
Yeah.
Your entire sense of well-being.
That's heavy stuff.
It is.
So let's jump in.
Yeah.
So the story starts innocently enough. The listener describes her initial impression of her neighbor, Danny. He's described as a lanky guy with a ponytail.
Right.
Seems laid back.
Okay, cool guy.
Right, but that image quickly unravels.
Yeah, it does.
The turning point is Sunday night.
Okay.
Danny cranks up the bass.
All right.
And we're not talking about a little background music here.
Yeah.
This is house-shaking, furniture-rattling bass.
Oh, wow.
And it's important to remember here.
Yeah.
That the listener has 3 children with special needs.
Right.
And they're finally asleep.
Okay.
After a long day.
Yeah.
So this isn't just like, oh, he's playing music too loud.
Right.
This is genuinely disruptive to their routine.
Absolutely.
And then their well-being.
Yeah. I mean, that is.
You know, they have to get up early for school the next day.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
It's a routine.
Yeah, it is.
And when that routine's disrupted.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
So the listener starts recording the noise.
Okay. Small.
Both bag. As evidence.
Right.
And because it's pretty undeniable.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a listen.
Okay.
All right. So I can totally see why that would be a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Especially every single Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
So what does she do? She goes to the landlord, right?
Well, you would think so.
Right.
You would think so.
Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what you do.
Right.
Enter Frank the landlord.
Right.
He's older.
Okay.
And from the listener's account.
Yeah.
He seems perpetually checked out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he even says.
What does he say?
I don't like to interfere in tenant disputes.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah. Can you imagine hearing that?
Wow. I'd be furious.
Right. That's like.
It's like he doesn't care.
Yeah. He just doesn't care.
At all.
It's like the opposite of reassuring.
It is.
It sounds like she's stuck between a rock and a hard place.
She is.
So does she try talking to Danny directly?
She does.
Okay.
She even rehearses what she's going to say.
Okay.
She tries to keep it polite and neighborly.
Good for her. Right. But this encounter really sets the stage for their entire relationship.
Oh,
She knocks on Danny's door.
Yeah.
And he answers shirtless, beer in one hand, pool cue in the other.
All right.
And the smell of stale beer and cheap cologne just hits her.
Ugh. I can practically smell it now.
Talk about a first impression.
Yikes. That's rough.
Yeah. So how do you think this goes?
I can practically feel the awkwardness.
I know.
So what's Danny's reaction to her polite noise complaint?
He shrugs it off.
Oh, come on.
Claims he didn't even realize it was that loud.
Oh, no.
And he says, these walls are thin, huh? But then the next night, the music is even louder.
Ugh. That's infuriating.
It's
like he's deliberately provoking her at this point.
Right. And you know, it brings up an interesting question about motivation.
Yeah, what's that?
Is Danny genuinely unaware of how loud the music is?
Okay.
Or is he intentionally playing dumb?
Right.
To avoid taking responsibility.
Oh, that's good.
It's a tactic we see quite often.
Oh, really?
In these types of conflicts.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell if it's cluelessness or calculated manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the listener do next?
All right, well.
Does she just give up?
No, she does not give up.
Okay, good.
She gets creative.
Okay. Okay, I like that.
But maybe not in the best way.
Oh, no.
She goes into passive-aggressive mode.
Oh, no.
And starts stomping on the floor with a broomstick.
The classic broomstick tactic.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah. Hoping to send a message.
But doesn't that usually just escalate things?
It does in this case.
Yeah.
Danny doesn't exactly back down.
Okay.
Instead, he starts mocking her.
Oh, God.
Yelling things like, oh, no, the broomstick strikes again.
Really?
And then, and this is the best part.
What?
He throws in some barking noises for good measure.
Barking?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Barking.
Okay, now I'm starting to wonder about this Danny guy.
I know, right?
It's one thing to be a little inconsiderate, but barking at your neighbor, that's just strange.
He's crossed a line.
He's crossed a line.
And this is where the conflict shifts from a simple noise complaint.
Okay.
Into something much more personal and psychological.
Okay, I'm interested.
It starts with what the listener calls the trash incidents.
Okay, trash incidents.
Yes?
That sounds intriguing.
It is.
And slightly ominous.
It is. Tell me more.
Okay, so every time the listener takes out her trash, Danny's at his door watching her.
Oh my God.
Arms crossed like he's just waiting for her to mess up.
Creepy.
Right. And then he starts making false accusations about her recycling.
Oh, come on.
And then, and you're not going to believe this, he starts leaving his own trash out on purpose.
Oh no.
Spilling food, attracting rats.
No way.
And then blames her for it.
You're kidding?
I am not.
That is some next level passive aggressive behavior.
It is.
Did she confront him about it?
Interestingly, she doesn't.
Okay.
She just glares at him and goes back inside.
So, you know, this might be her trying to take the high road.
Yeah.
But it also highlights the toll that this is taking on her.
Right.
You can only handle so much before it starts to wear you down.
Absolutely. We often talk about neighborly disputes. Like they're just like, oh, you know, minor annoyances.
Yeah.
But this is clearly impacting her mental health and her ability to like parent effectively.
Absolutely.
This goes way beyond just being a bad neighbor.
Way beyond.
Yeah. This is like.
It's psychological warfare.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. She even mentions feeling sleep deprived, snapping at her kids, crying in the car.
That's heartbreaking.
It is.
No one should have to live like that.
No one.
And this is where the pigeon comes in.
Right.
She admits to hallucinating.
Yeah.
One day she sees a pigeon on her balcony and swears it's wearing sunglasses.
I can see it.
Okay. I have to admit, that's a little funny.
I know, right?
In a surreal sort of way.
In a surreal.
But also kind of terrifying, right?
It is.
This woman is clearly reaching her breaking point.
Right. And the humor, even if it's unintentional, is a sign of how stressful this situation is.
Right.
It's warping her reality.
Yeah.
So does she finally call the police?
I was just going to ask that. It seems like it's time to bring in the authorities.
You would think so.
Yeah.
Right. She considers it.
Okay.
But she's hesitant.
Yeah. I can see why.
She's worried that calling the police might escalate the situation.
Right.
And with Danny's unpredictable behavior, it's a valid concern.
Totally.
What if he retaliates?
Yeah.
What if it makes things even worse?
That's like you're already in a bad situation.
Right.
Do you want to risk making it worse?
Right.
I can see how that would be scary.
Yeah.
Especially when you're feeling so like vulnerable and on edge.
Tough position to be in.
So instead of calling the police, she tries another common tactic.
Okay.
Documentation.
Oh, great.
So she meticulously records everything. The noise levels, the trash incidents, the rats, the beer bottles.
Wow.
You know, Danny throws on their shared lawn.
It's like building a case file.
Yeah, building a case.
Against him.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
It's like gathering evidence to show the landlord.
Right.
And be like, look, this is a real problem. You have to do something.
Exactly.
But will it work?
That's the $1 million question.
Right. Will the landlord actually care?
So she sends all the documentation to Frank the landlord.
Yeah.
Who responds with a classic, I'll look into it.
Oh, come on.
But spoiler alert.
He doesn't.
He does not.
This Frank guy is starting to sound like a character straight out of sitcom.
I know, right?
The clueless, unhelpful landlord who's totally oblivious to the drama unfolding in his own building.
Right. It's almost comical.
Yeah.
Except it's her real life.
Yeah.
And it's clearly taking a toll on her.
So what can you do
right.
when the landlord is unresponsive?
Yeah.
Calling the police feels too risky.
Well, this is where it gets tricky. There are legal avenues she could explore,
okay.
depending on, you know, local tenant laws
mm-hmm.
and the specifics of her lease agreement.
Okay.
Some cities have noise ordinances that could be helpful.
Right.
And some leases have clauses about, you know, maintaining a peaceful living environment.
Right, right.
But pursuing legal action can be expensive.
Ah, I know.
Time consuming.
Yeah.
And ultimately uncertain.
Oh, it's just like
why
the system is rigged against the tenant in these situations.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
So what does she do? So
did she give up?
No, she doesn't give up.
Okay.
In a moment of desperation, she decides to fight fire with fire.
Okay. I like where this is going.
All right.
Tell me she challenges him to a duel.
Not quite a duel.
Okay.
But she does blast Disney songs.
Okay.
At full volume.
All right.
Hoping to give Danny a taste of his own medicine.
Oh, nice.
For a while, it seems to work.
Okay.
But then Danny retaliates with gasolina on loop for 3 hours straight.
Oh, no, not gasolina. Gasolina.
Poor woman.
I know.
So it sounds like a scene from a bad comedy.
It does.
Well, I can only imagine how maddening that would be.
Oh, it'd be awful.
In real life.
Yeah, so she's being pushed to her limits.
Yeah.
And then things take another turn for the worse.
Okay.
Danny decides to throw what he calls a Tuesday night pool party.
Hold on a minute.
Yes.
A pool party.
A pool party.
But they live in a duplex.
Yes, they do.
Does he even have a pool?
He does not.
Okay.
But that doesn't stop Danny from cramming 15 people into his tiny apartment.
Oh my God.
For a night of drinking, shouting.
Oh no.
And some sort of beer pong pool hybrid game.
Okay, this is getting ridiculous.
It is.
This guy's like a caricature of a bad neighbor.
I know.
It's almost hard to believe this is a real story.
It's unbelievable.
So this kind of escalation happens more often than you might think.
More often than you think.
That's kind of scary.
It is.
At what point do you stop trying to reason with someone and just accept that they're going to continue behaving badly regardless of the consequences?
That's the question, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
So what happens next? Does she finally call the police?
This time she goes straight to the top.
Okay.
She calls Frank the landlord.
Right.
Threatens to withhold rent. If he doesn't do something about Danny.
Good for her.
And guess what?
What? It works.
Finally some action.
Right.
So does Frank finally lay down the law?
Well,
does he evict him?
Not exactly. He shows up at the listener's apartment the next day.
Yeah.
And instead of confronting Danny, he just stands there listening to her noise complaints, nodding sympathetically.
Oh, no, I know that look.
You do?
It's like the, I'm pretending to care, but I'm not going to do anything. Look.
Exactly. Yeah. And then he drops this bombshell.
What's that?
That's rough, he says. But you know he's going through some stuff. Divorce, lost his job. Cut him some slack.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Is he seriously asking her to have sympathy for the guy who's been terrorizing her for weeks?
Right.
I mean, I get that everyone has their own struggles.
Right.
But that's no excuse for treating your neighbors like this.
Right. And this is where that whole concept of empathy gets complicated.
Okay.
We're often told to try to understand where someone's coming from.
Right.
To see things from their perspective.
Yeah.
But where do you draw the line?
Exactly.
How much empathy are you expected to have
right.
for someone who is blatantly disregarding your well-being?
It feels like Frank is blaming the victim here.
It does.
Like, it's her fault for not being more understanding of Danny's situation.
It definitely sends the wrong message.
Yeah.
And it's a pattern we see quite often in these types of disputes.
Really?
People are quick to excuse bad behavior.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes from someone who's perceived as being down on their luck.
Yeah, I see that.
But as you said, everyone has problems.
Right.
And that doesn't give them a free pass to treat others poorly.
So what's the listener's response to Frank's cut him some slack speech?
She does.
Okay.
She tells him, cut him some slack, Frank. I haven't slept in weeks. My kids are walking zombies. And you're telling me to empathize with him.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
I'm glad she stood up for herself.
Me too.
But what does Frank do?
Nothing.
Come on.
He leaves without doing a single thing.
This guy.
And that night, the music might be a bit quieter.
Okay.
But only because Danny and his friends are now shouting over a football game on surround sound.
Oh my God.
It's like one step forward, two steps back.
This Danny guy seems relentless.
He is relentless.
What's next for our sleep-deprived, pigeon-hallucinating listener?
Well, that's when Danny installs the punching bag.
The punching bag.
The punching bag.
Seriously?
Okay, where is he even putting this thing?
Right under her bedroom window?
No.
One of those freestanding ones.
Oh my God.
So now, in addition to everything else,
yeah,
she gets to listen to the constant thwack, 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 followed by grunts and cheers. This guy is like a nightmare neighbor mastermind.
I know, right?
It's just straight up evil genius level of annoying.
It is.
It's hard to believe someone could be so inconsiderate.
I know.
Does she say anything to him about it?
It doesn't seem like it.
Okay.
But then comes the final blow.
Quite.
He yells, take that, Karen.
Oh my God.
Whether he's actually referring to her or not, it feels personal.
Oh, absolutely. It's like the cherry on top of the passive-aggressive sundae.
Yeah.
So what does she do? Does she finally snap?
She does.
Okay.
But not in the way you might think.
Intrigued. Tell me more.
Okay. Picture this late at night.
Okay.
Danny's having a karaoke session.
Okay.
Our listener is lying in bed listening to the muffled sounds of his off-key singing.
Right.
And she decides, enough is enough.
Okay. I like it.
She gets up.
Yeah.
Goes outside in the dead of night, armed with a box of
earplugs. What is she going to do with those?
All right, well.
Wait a minute. Is she going to?
She stuffs them into his punching bag.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
I know, right?
So simple, yet so brilliant.
It is.
What's Danny's reaction?
We don't know for sure.
Okay.
But the next day, something unexpected happens.
Okay.
Danny knocks on her door.
Oh, here comes the confrontation.
You think so.
Yeah.
But instead, Danny looks sheepish, almost apologetic.
Really?
And he hands her a six-pack of beer.
What?
And says, hey, I've been a bad neighbor. Thought I'd make it up to you.
Whoa, plot twist.
I know, right?
Is he being sincere?
Right.
Or is this just another one of his mind games?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Is this genuine remorse or a calculated attempt to manipulate her into dropping her guard?
I don't know.
Right.
It's hard to say with this guy.
It is. So what happens next?
So for a brief moment,
yeah,
there's peace.
Okay.
The listener actually gets a good night's sleep.
Good for her.
For the first time in weeks.
Wow.
But as you might have guessed, the peace doesn't last.
Oh, no. I knew it was too good to be true.
What happens?
The weekend rolls around. And guess what?
Another pool party.
Another pool party.
Or this Danny.
I know.
You had your chance.
He did.
So what does she do?
So
does she go back to war?
This time she makes a different decision.
Okay.
A decision that in the end might be the best one, even if it's not the most satisfying.
Okay, you've got me on the edge of my seat.
I know.
What does she do?
She decides to move.
She moves.
She moves.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't say I blame her.
Right.
But it's also kind of sad, right?
It is.
It's like she had to give up her own home because of this guy.
I know.
What do you make of her decision?
It's a tough call.
Yeah.
On the one hand, it feels like Danny won, in a sense.
Right.
He got his way and drove her out.
Yeah.
On the other hand, she's prioritizing her well-being and her family's sanity.
Right.
So is moving a defeat or an act of self-preservation?
That's a really good question.
It is.
And it brings up this bigger issue. What happens when the systems that are supposed to protect us,
right,
landlords, legal systems, mm-hmm, even the police,
right,
fail to deliver?
Exactly.
Where do you turn when you've exhausted all your options?
It's a question many people facing these kinds of conflicts struggle with.
Yeah.
You do your best to be reasonable, to communicate your needs, to follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you're up against someone who simply doesn't care.
Right.
And when that happens, you have to make a choice.
Yeah.
Do you stay and fight? Or do you choose your own peace of mind and move on?
It's a heavy decision and there's no easy answer.
No.
So what can we learn from this deep dive into neighborly hell?
So much.
What are some takeaways for our listener who might be dealing with their own version of Danny right now?
Yeah. So first of all, remember, you're not alone.
Okay.
These situations are more common than you might think.
Yeah. Nightmare Neighbors is proof of that.
It is.
There's even a whole community of people sharing their stories, offering support.
Exactly. Yeah. That's so important.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to feel isolated when you're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
But knowing that other people have gone through similar experiences can be really validating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second, documentation is key.
Right.
Even if it doesn't lead to immediate action,
yeah,
having a record of the issues can be helpful down the line.
Yeah.
Especially if you need to involve law enforcement or pursue legal options.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like having receipts for bad behavior.
Exactly.
What else?
Third, and this is crucial.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to set boundaries.
Okay.
You have a right to peace and quiet in your own home.
Yes, you do.
Being polite is great.
Yeah.
But sometimes you need to be assertive and firm in your communication.
Yeah.
Don't let someone like Danny walk all over you.
Yeah. Polite only gets you so far with a Danny.
Exactly.
Sometimes you have to stand up for yourself and say enough is enough.
Exactly. And finally, remember that your well-being is paramount. If a situation is impacting your mental health, your family, your ability to function, it's okay to prioritize your needs.
Right.
Even if it means making difficult choices.
Like moving.
Right.
Which, as we've seen, can be a last resort, but sometimes the best solution.
It can.
But before we move on, I have to ask,
yeah,
what would you have done differently in this situation?
Oh, that's a great question.
Was there a point where the listener could have changed the course of events?
It's easy to play armchair quarterback.
Sure.
But it's also a valuable exercise.
Okay.
To think critically about how we might approach conflict differently.
Yeah.
What stands out to you?
Well, I'm curious about that first confrontation with Danny.
Okay.
Remember, she went in with a rehearsed speech, trying to be polite.
Yeah.
But what if she had been more direct?
Okay.
Not rude, but firm.
Right.
Maybe that would set a different tone from the beginning.
Interesting point.
Instead of saying, hey, Danny, could you maybe turn it down a bit? She could have said, Danny, the music is really loud and it's disturbing my family. I need you to turn it down, especially on Sunday nights.
Right. Be direct.
Yeah.
And maybe, just maybe, if she had invited him upstairs to actually hear how loud it was, that might have made him more aware of the impact it was having.
Yeah, exactly.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Of course, with someone like Danny, who knows?
Right. Who knows?
He might have just shrugged it off anyway.
Right.
But it's worth considering.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What about the landlord, Frank?
Ooh, Frank.
Any advice on dealing with an unhelpful landlord?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Landlords have certain legal obligations.
Right.
But enforcing those can be a challenge.
Yeah.
Documenting everything is crucial, as we discussed earlier.
Yeah.
And if the landlord is truly unresponsive, you might need to consult with a tenant's rights organization.
Oh.
Or explore legal options.
So basically, arm yourself with knowledge.
Yeah.
And be prepared to fight for your rights.
Exactly. And remember, clear, assertive communication is crucial in these situations.
Right.
We often assume people know how their actions are impacting us.
Right.
But that's not always the case.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in our own heads and forget that other people might not be experiencing things the same way.
Right. And this is where empathy comes in.
Okay.
Not necessarily excusing bad behavior.
Right.
But trying to understand where someone is coming from, even if it's just to better communicate your own needs.
So if she'd known Danny was going through a divorce and job loss, maybe that would have changed her approach.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of focusing solely on the noise, she could have acknowledged his situation while still setting boundaries.
Okay.
Like, hey, Danny, I know you're going through a tough time, but the music is really disruptive, especially for my kids. Is there a compromise we can work out?
Right. Finding that balance between empathy and self-respect.
Exactly.
Because let's be real, even if Danny was having a rough time, that doesn't give him a free pass to terrorize his neighbor.
Absolutely. Empathy doesn't equal enabling.
Right.
It's about understanding context while still advocating for your own needs.
So what does this all mean for our listener?
Right.
And for anyone else out there who's dealing with a nightmare neighbor?
Good question.
What's the ultimate takeaway?
I think the key takeaway is that there's no easy answer.
Yeah, I agree.
These situations are complex, messy, and often emotionally charged.
They are.
There's no magic formula.
Right.
But there's strategies you can use to navigate them more effectively.
Okay.
Right. And sometimes the most effective strategy is knowing when to walk away.
It is.
It's not about giving up. It's about choosing peace of mind.
Exactly. And remember, you're not alone.
That's huge.
These stories are out there. People are sharing their experiences, right, and there's support available.
Absolutely. So if you're in the trenches of a neighborly battle right now,
right,
take a deep breath. Remember what we talked about today.
Yeah.
And remember,
sometimes the best revenge is a good night's sleep. Well said. Yeah. I love a good neighborly success story.
Absolutely. Like a happy ending.
Yeah. Happy ending.
Right.
Do you have any examples you can share?
Yeah. There's one case where two neighbors were feuding over a shared fence.
Oh, yeah. Those fences.
Yeah. Those fences.
It's like a breeding ground for conflict.
I know.
So what happened with the fence?
So one neighbor wanted it painted white.
Okay.
The other insisted on blue.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. It escalated.
Wow.
Nasty notes. Passive aggressive gardening the whole nine yards.
So how did they resolve it?
So they turned the fence.
Yeah.
Into a collaborative art project.
Wow, that's so cool.
Isn't that great?
They didn't just resolve the conflict.
Right.
They created something beautiful,
yeah,
and meaningful,
right,
in the process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I bet it was a great bonding experience.
Yeah, for both families.
For both families.
I love that.
It's a great reminder that sometimes thinking outside the box,
yeah,
can lead to the most creative solutions.
For sure. For sure. Any other inspiring examples?
Yeah, there's another case where two neighbors were constantly arguing over parking spaces.
Oh, yeah, parking.
Yeah.
That's always a tough one.
It is, especially in apartment buildings.
Especially in cities.
With limited parking.
Right.
So things got pretty heated.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So one of the neighbors decided to take a different approach.
Okay, what did they do?
They baked cookies.
Ah, oh, cookies.
Yeah.
The universal language of peace.
And is.
I'm not sure I could stay mad at someone who brought me fresh baked cookies.
No, I know, right?
What happened?
So they left a big batch of homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
On the neighbor's doorstep.
Aww.
With a note that simply said, "Let's talk."
Oh, that's great.
And it worked.
Really?
The gesture completely disarmed the neighbor. And they sat down. They had some cookies and they talked through their parking frustrations.
I love it.
And you know what? They came to a compromise that worked for both of them.
Wow. These stories are so heartwarming. It gives me hope that even the most seemingly intractable neighborly conflicts,
right,
can be resolved peacefully.
Absolutely.
But let's be realistic. Not everyone's going to be receptive to collaborative art projects.
Yeah.
Or homemade cookies.
Or cookies.
So what are some practical tips for de-escalating conflict,
right,
when you're dealing with a neighbor who's less than receptive?
So in those cases, clear, respectful, and direct communication is key.
Okay. So no more passive-aggressive notes,
yeah,
or late-night broomstick serenades.
No more broomsticks.
Okay. Got it.
So approach your neighbor in person.
Okay.
During a calm moment,
right,
express your concerns directly.
Okay.
Use I statements,
right,
to focus on how their actions are impacting you,
mm-hmm,
rather than blaming or accusing them.
Right. So, for example, instead of saying, "You're always making so much noise."
Yeah.
You could say,
"I'm finding it difficult to sleep because of the noise level after 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to keep things down a bit later at night?"
Perfect. It's about framing your concerns in a way that invites dialogue, mm-hmm, rather than defensiveness.
Exactly.
And be prepared to listen to their perspective as well.
You got it.
There might be something going on that you're not aware of.
Right.
We tend to assume the worst.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe they're dealing with their own stresses or challenges are contributing to the problem.
Exactly.
It doesn't excuse their behavior.
Right.
But it might help you approach the situation with more empathy.
Right. And sometimes just acknowledging their perspective can go a long way in diffusing tension.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So communication is key.
It is.
But what if that doesn't work?
Right.
What if your neighbor is just completely unreasonable?
Yeah.
Like our friend Danny.
Oh, Danny.
What do you do then?
Then you might need to involve a third party.
Okay.
This could be a mediator, a landlord, or even law enforcement, if the situation warrants it.
Right. And this is where that documentation becomes super important, right? Keep a detailed record of the issues.
Yes.
Dates, times, specific incidents.
You got it.
That way you have all your ducks in a row.
Right.
If you have to escalate things.
Right. It's like gathering evidence for your neighborly case file.
Exactly.
Right.
But before you go all law and order on your neighbor.
Yeah.
Are there any community resources that might be helpful?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Many communities have mediation services or neighborhood dispute resolution programs.
Oh, okay.
These can provide a neutral space for neighbors to come together.
Right.
And work through their conflicts. Mm-hmm. With the help of a trained facilitator.
That sounds like a much less adversarial approach than going straight to the legal system.
It is.
And probably a lot less stressful in the long run.
Right. It's about finding ways to de-escalate the situation and preserve or even rebuild a sense of community.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, we all have to live together. Right.
Well said.
Right.
And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into the world of nightmare neighbors.
It's been a journey.
It has been a journey.
Right.
What's the one thing you hope our listeners take away from this conversation?
I hope they remember that even the most frustrating neighborly situations don't have to define their lives.
That's good.
There are strategies, resources,
yeah,
and even unexpected solutions out there.
Right.
It's about staying informed, advocating for yourself, and maybe even baking a batch of cookies.
Or painting a mural, or stuffing some earplugs.
Or that.
In a strategically placed punching bag.
Maybe not that last one.
But the point is, there are always options.
There are.
Don't give up hope.
Yeah.
And remember, you're not alone.
Never alone.
Great advice.
Thank you.
So if you're dealing with a challenging neighbor situation right now,
right,
take a deep breath. Remember what we've talked about today.
Yeah.
And remember, sometimes the best revenge is a good night's sleep.
A good night's sleep.
And on that note, we'll catch you on our next deep dive.
See you later.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.